Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Say the word on my way. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe.
I love this.
Me too.
Justin Bieber. He looks so hot as a with pink hair.
I know. It looks good.
Hold on, I can't hear you. There we go. Talking to the mic, baby. Let's hear you.
I'm talking. Oh.
Oh, there you go. Wow. The presence.
I'm talking.
You got some presence.
Thanks.
I love it. What's going on here? We're doing a little pre-show that's new. It's going to be your segment. You're going to be having the 10 o'clock slot once you become a member.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm
then
excited.
You're going to be able to program this slot however way you want. Although I will be looking at the notes before the show because I want to make sure that you lead in.
You know. So I can do my own music and everything?
Well, as I said, banana chips. For those of you who don't know what banana chips mean, I said to Emily, I was like, the music is like the ghost playlist is like trail mix, right? So you have like raisins, you have coconut. Yeah, I don't know. What else is in trail mix? Peanuts?
Cranberries sometimes?
Yeah.
Dark chocolate?
But then you get the banana chips. And sometimes, and that's what I call certain songs, are they're like banana chips.
However,
nobody
banana
likes them.
Chips to you might be chocolate chips to somebody else.
Emily, I'm right about everything. We've established this. Anywho.
Oh,
have you watched the music video, Yummy, for
yes,
Justin Bieber?
I
yeah.
Have.
What did you think?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
He's a very good dancer. He doesn't get enough props for dancing.
That is true.
Also, he's a really talented drummer.
Is he? Oh, yeah, when he was a kid.
I watched the documentary. Yeah. I sure did. Never Say Never.
On
it
what?
Was very
is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Did you watch it with your... On the couch with Evan?
You know what? I think at that time I was still living at home. So I was like, watched it at my house.
Were you like 18? How old were you?
I don't know.
25?
Probably.
Finger
actually,
on the trigger.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift has one coming out soon too.
I'm excited for the Taylor Swift one. Now,
me
too. I've never been a fan, to be quite honest.
I know. I think this might turn you over to her. She's a very strong businesswoman. She's like top, like in Forbes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm laughing. Speaking of strong businesswomen.
Making big money.
Who are trying to turn me. My great grandmother yelling at me, calling me a queer. What else did she call me? It was really cute.
Was it cute?
It was kind of cute because she said to me, she's like, I don't like people of your race. And I was like,
yes.
I'm my race. Honey.
Yes.
Your last name is Haggerty. You know, I mean, I'm white. Like,
go
what
live with the other Qs.
Right? Oh, yeah. She said, go live with the other queers. And I was
I
like,
I didn't want to say it. I was like, I well, well it's, she not
got,
it's not.
She got angry because I called
it
her.
It was bad in how she said it.
I called her a cripple.
Yeah.
But she called me a queer. So I was like, you know what? If name calling is happening in this household,
it's already gone down.
If you're going to call me a homosexual in my house that I sleep in, then, honey, I'm going to call you a cripple because,
Oh, goodness.
The
it
lives
was a time. That she, yeah, and she was just like whispering them.
Yeah.
So that would be a hard
it
thing to
weird.
Deal with every day.
It's strange. The music video is over. Justin Bieber definitely looks yummy. I'm really into him in a big way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The pink sweatshirt. Sweat. I can't even
Well, talk. I think it's the pink on pink on pink.
I love it.
Emily, what is your excuse? What's going on here? You have purple in your hair. Where's your purple hoodie?
I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't get one.
I didn't get one. I've got this cool oaken fort jacket.
I do love it. You look. I can't tell if you're like a French curator or like a French janitor.
Well, I want you to.
She's
think
at
that.
The Louvre.
Yeah.
She's a sweeper at the Louvre.
I'm an art curator. There you go. I've got my Chuck high or my high tops. Oy I'm good. It's a look.
Yeah. So look. What do we got here? Well, I'll tell you what we got here. We're gonna have Mo Amir on.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. I prepped for this one. Let me tell you.
Amazing.
He ain't no punk band that you can just throw in and just, you know, jive with. You gotta, you know.
Amazing interviewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a professional jaywalker. Can we talk about this? Because I grabbed you by the arm the other day. I was like, get across the street because I was so angry. Because I'm
trying to teach me how to.
Honey, it's the New York hustle. This is how you do things.
I like to cross at the proper crosswalk.
Okay, Granville in Georgia. If anyone has been to Vancouver.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I don't mind that so much, but there was a bunch of buses. So I was like, I'm not
Honey, the buses had stopped. So the New York hustle, for those of you who don't know, it's called you just keep walking. You got somewhere to go, you keep walking.
Okay.
And that's what I do when I'm in Vancouver.
I was going to say, we're in Vancouver.
I know. Well, in New York, you do with a baseball.
Your GPS
in New York, you do with a baseball bat and you hit the hoods of the car and you're like, oh, get out of the way. But yeah. Oh, got somewhere. Cat's Deli. Got to get out here. Anyway, so yeah. So that's what you do in New York.
Yeah.
Here, you're like, I gotta go to Nordstrom's. This uppity homosexual gotta go to Zara. I gotta hit a sale.
And you're getting, I actually saw, I'm not sure, I think way. It was, no, it was Twitter, people in New York that were helping someone that was trapped under an SUV. And typical New York, they do it and then they just walk off.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Like, it was so great.
Yeah.
Well, there was no, everyone's okay, cool, whatever, like back to business, like right away.
Well, and that's the thing.
Everyone helps each other, apparently, yeah. From like what I always hear, yeah. Like people help each other and they go back to their thing.
Exactly.
Which I think is really cool.
That's, and see, I feel like New York gets a bad rap. I feel like I get a bad rap. People it needs to be more friendly. And I'm like, no, it's the thing is that I am friendly, but I do it quick and I don't sit around and wait for people to say
you're
thank
direct.
You.
You're very direct.
I don't, yeah. Like, I this has been the thing. No one's ever going to say thank you. That's how I was raised. No one's ever going to say thank you. You're never going to get any awards or accolades. Just do the work, get in, get out, and keep making good work as you're,
exactly,
you know. So I have that mentality, whereas most people are like, oh.
There's a lot of like,
they're like, hey, like, you know,
pussyfooting around, yeah, and like, exactly. Like walking on eggshells and yeah. So and you're like, nope. Yeah.
As we walk down this yellow brick road of life together, I'm the Tin Man.
Yeah.
We were all.
I feel like we always change.
Yeah. So I was the Cowardly Lion the other day.
I mean, I
was feeling a little panicky.
Today I feel like Dorothy and Charles in Charge at the same time.
Dorothy with acid reflux. We need to talk about your stomach and what the hell is going on with that. I keep telling you, Emily. So for those of you who don't know, Emily has major gastrointestinal problems. She's farting all the time. Honey, you came over to my house. I just bought this new chair, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my mind. You said to me, you're like, can I fart in this chair? Because that's how new it is. That's how you know it's a new chair.
I know. That's true.
Right? Is when you ask permission to fart in it. So.
Yeah, it's a lovely
you
chair.
You did. I gave permission. Oh, you fell asleep in my chair?
I did.
You better have washed your hair. I don't want any oils. I don't want
every
oil.
Every day, you
if
know.
If I see an oil slick on that green velvet chair when I get home, on that Birkin lounger, I'm going to lose my mind.
No oil. Maybe a little glow, a little sweat.
Yeah. No. A little Satsuma from Body Shop.
Satsuma, our favorite scent. What was I going
to
say?
Go to the Body Shop and
about
pick it up.
The acid reflux.
You got acid reflux.
I definitely went through a huge thing of Gaviscon in a short amount of time.
I've been on the Tums.
You've been on the Tums.
I've been, been buying it on the street, you know.
It's just.
I'm on the calcium, kids.
I think
kids.
It's a thing in your 30s, but you have to like cut down on dairy because dairy does not agree with
you. Oh,
I've switched to lactose-free milk.
Yeah, I got tits
almond.
Like tomato cans. It's weird. It is insane, honey. The jiggle in my wiggle, let me tell you, it is unreal.
But we're getting back to the gym this week.
We're hitting the gym.
Yeah.
We're going to sweat it out. We're going to put on, I don't know.
What check Andy's Insta for updates.
Yeah.
We're
going to listen to Irene Cara. We're just going to.
I want to take you to yoga. I think that would
yes.
be. Yes. I want to take you to yoga. I think that'd be really fun.
I want to take you to Temple. We need to go to Temple together.
We'll come with you to Temple.
I know. I love you, Bubby.
I love you too.
Yeah. So here's the deal. You got a lot of acid. You're taking what, Gaviscon? And it's gone. I'm doing the tum-tum-tums.
<It's gone>.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm trying not to. I'm going to just try. I picked up a book the other day on natural remedies, and they said licorice tea.
Oh, licorice. I love
black licorice tea. Yeah, apparently that's very good.
Oh, my God.
Ginger, those ginger little candies that we were getting.
Black licorice is good for you for when you're
ginger
having.
Root
when you're on your moon, Emily, it's supposed to be really good for you.
Okay, well, there you go. I hate licorice, but
we'll work on it. You don't like red or even.
No, I like red licorice.
Ugh, I hate it.
See, my grandpa always used to give us like a little thing of red licorice, and that was like.
Was this before or after he bounced you on your knee and you felt kind of weird about it?
Oh my God, you're ridiculous! No, it was just like
show
a
me on
time.
The bear where he
so
touched
I love.
You.
Oh God, I love red licorice, but no, black licorice is like.
Well, you
I don't get
you,
it.
You got you bought me those little cubed licorices. Remember at the Walmart? We were down. At
you're
the
all sorts. You the love all sorts.
Oh my God!
And I love my Haribo gummies,
which I think are weird.
So fair enough. Everyone has their little, you know.
Yeah.
Treat.
Everyone has their own treat and their own gastrointestinal
problems. Probably, I was
going to
say, that's probably why I have all the gastro the gummies. I need to quit the gummies.
Oh. Are you doing a lactose-free milk still or what?
I am, yeah.
I'm on the
but
almond.
Not when I came over because I went to Starbucks and I
that's
forgot
right.
and I got my London Fog and I was feeling all kinds of funky.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's weird. Please don't fart in this.
No.
We got a
now.
Big guest coming in
we're
here. I don't want him coming into
we're
a smelly
now.
Station. Because of Emily's
like,
farts.
There's like dancing going on outside. It's really cool, actually.
Yeah, it's a little late. There's some people outside the station dancing. I think it's. Isn't it for Bumble?
I think so. I saw.
This
I
is
saw...
the thing, honey. You've been dancing. They've been dancing out there for a couple hours.
I know.
Go find a partner, go home, and canoodle.
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 dance vertically or dance horizontally.
Drink some milk, some non-lactose-filled milk, and just have a wild night.
Oh
you know,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Russian roulette in the bed.
Gives you freedom.
Emily's farting. Do you fart in bed with your tech baron, Evan?
What a question. I mean,
do you get embarrassed when that happens?
No. I mean,
I would. I'd be horrified.
Well, I've been dating him for 9 years, so everything's...
And I still shave your legs, too, which I find amazing.
Yeah, well, I like to, you know...
Well...
I'm a girly girl.
Well, like, I mean, hey, you know, people... that's the first thing...
I take care of
myself. That is the first thing that people let slide, I hear, in relationships.
I don't.
The shaving of the legs.
No, you know what? I've always been... I think for my own mental health as well, I just like to be, not be pretty, but like I like to, you know, keep up with myself.
I like to be
as
pretty
much
in a French janitor's jacket, you know, the bon vivant of fashion. I love it.
It's whatever my mood is for the day.
I love your mood. Your mood was really uplifting. Thanks. It was a disaster earlier at the homestead, as we know. My great-grandmother was being, I don't know, homophobic.
Calling
me a queer. It was so frustrating and saddening at the same time.
It was. Well, I remember when she said to me, she's like, are you one of them? And I didn't want to be like, you know what, Ruth? I'm bisexual and it's okay.
Is this a good
instead,
time to tell?
Yeah. Instead, I said, it wouldn't matter if I was. I remember it. And then you came up to me and you're like, thanks for saying that. Because like...
I can't remember. Why? It was a trauma.
I know.
I wonder if I should go home and tell her I'm a Jew. You know, like I wonder if that would, because I am. Like, you know, I'd love to hear how she thinks about that.
I think she's just 92 yeah. and
she doesn't. She
she's
never
going to change her mind.
She never liked that. She was all about the keep it a Protestant.
Well, she's listening to Christian radio 24/7.
That is true. So. Oh my God. These people are wing nuts. Let's see if we can. No, I'm not.
To
I'm,
each
I'm
their
not
own.
Messing around here. Hold on. Let's. It's KARI 500, in case you want radio. Let's just see what's playing on KARI right now. 5:50 a.m. It's out of Blaine, Washington. It's wild, the stuff that
it's
plays
It's the kind
there.
Of stuff that you see, like, Peter Popoff Ministries late
oh,
at night.
Yeah.
And he's like, buy my miracle spring water.
Oh, no. Like, here, let's see. I wonder, do we have it? Pull the shades down. It's not really playing.
Lights off, and you sit in your room, and you try to womp up some more faith.
I know you're trying when, to womp up the faith.
When right I, yeah, when I go to my room at night, I'm not womping up faith. I'll tell you that much. What else?
Get into it, you know. Oh, yeah. I'm getting into my faith.
Get into my faith, Emily.
Well, listen, the way you build faith is not concentrating on the faith, but concentrating on the object of your faith.
Well, that's the whole point.
In other words, if I know that the ice is 2 feet thick, that's the most important thing about my faith in that moment.
Okay, this guy makes no sense. If 2 plus 2... plus 2 equals 6. It's like struggling.
Well, Trump listens to people like this. There was like a thing
I don't
about-
think he does. I actually, you know what? I think these people would annoy the hell out of Trump. I feel like Trump would be like, this makes no sense. What is this fakakted person? You know,
I thought he was like a really like conservative Christian. No,
he's no. Trump is not. I
he quotes the Bible sometimes.
Oh, please. You really think he sits there reading the Bible at night? I don't even think he reads at all.
I think he said that at one point, but he said a lot at this point. That is not true.
Let's hear what else is playing.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Why not?
This is my great-grandmother's listening to right now.
I know.
The reason a lot of folks today in our churches don't have much faith is they don't know very much about the one who should be the object of their faith.
Anyways, I was hoping to get something. You know what? I'm going to find clips for next week's show.
It's a house of polar opposites because you'll sit there watching Queer as Folk.
Yeah, I'm literally watching Queer as Folk, the U.S. on Showtime.
Loudly.
Oh, that was
But good. She's
oh,
pretty
yeah.
deaf, I think. Like, I don't think she...
Oh, no. Drown! Actually, you know what? Let's see if we can call in my great-grandmother. Here, where's my phone? Emily, run into Studio B. My phone's over. Do you have your phone with you?
Let's not.
No, I want to call her. I want to see what's going on with her. No,
I don't have my phone.
Run
with
into
me.
Studio B right
oh,
now.
No, I don't
Emily,
have my...
go into Studio B. It's sitting right over there. I want to call my great grandmother. I want to see what's going on with her. I don't know how to work these phone lines over here. Here, let's see if I can try something. Here, let's see if we can hear something. All right. Let's see if I can try to call someone in. Let's try. I don't know. I have no clue what's going on. Hello? Who am I calling? Oh my God, I'm calling someone. Here. Let's try this. Okay. Bye. I have no clue who I was calling there.
He's laughing.
Yeah. Right.
That's good.
By he, we mean Mo Amir. Check
yeah.
him out. Van Color.
We're a big fan.
This is you know what? Mo's listening in Studio B right now. I need to get him to I need to write down his promos. Okay, here we go. We're going to call my great-grandmother, Ruth Haggerty. Call her at the homestead.
Trigger warning, content warning.
Yeah, trigger warning. She may call me, you know, a queer on air. Oy vey. Let's see. Here we go. Can you hear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's at home listening to KRI. She's like, oh, geez, I'm trying to do my prayers.
I don't think she's going to answer.
Oh, she'll answer. You just wait.
Hello?
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 Baba?
You must have the wrong number.
No, this is Andrew. Hello?
Huh?
This is Andrew.
Andrew who?
Willis.
Why? You sound different on the phone.
Is it because I sound gay? Do I is it because I sound gay?
Oh, boy, do you ever gay?
You know what? I'm really sorry that I had to tell you I was gay. I know that disturbed you.
Why did you have to tell me you're gay?
Well, because I couldn't live any longer not telling you. And you kept trying to set me up with Emily on a date.
What?
Why do you keep trying to set Emily up on a date with me?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just I think Emily's a nice girl.
She's a nice girl, but, you know, I'm into dudes.
Huh?
I'm into dudes. I'm not into chicks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm into men, Baba. I told you this. I'm gay.
Why would you want to be gay?
Well, because it's fun. There's lots of pizzazz. I get to wear glitter and high heels and, you know.
Oh, get out of here. If you do that, you're not allowed in this house.
I have keys to that house. I'm coming back.
Huh?
I'm coming into the house tonight. I got keys. I'm going to be really gay in the house.
You better not be. No way.
I'm going to watch Queer as Folk. I'm going to watch a lot of gay porn.
No, none of that. None of that crap in this house.
Okay. Well, is it okay if I look at a naked photo of Emily?
What?
What if I look at a naked photo of Emily? Will that be okay?
No, it certainly will not.
So I'm just not allowed to ever have sex?
Huh?
I'm never allowed to have sex.
Yeah, well, of course you're not allowed to.
So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to get married?
You go and live on your own, not
okay.
On my house.
Do you want me to live with a man or a woman? I want to know your plan so we can get this sorted.
Well, you can live with the woman, but you have to get married.
Okay. So, you know what? I'm going to go out tonight. I'm just going to grab some random person. I'm going to get married to her. Is that cool?
What?
I'm going to get married to someone tonight. Is that okay? Is that okay? I don't know. Maybe Emily. Emily, do you want to get married? Get into the mic. Emily, are you getting married with me? What's going on? You're my co-host.
Oh, you get it. No, you're just being funny. That's all.
I'm dead serious. I am gay.
Well, if and you're bold. Gay, you're gay. I guess you're just you're kind of foolish, but you're foolish.
Okay, well, I'm coming home as a gay male.
You can be in a throuple with Evan and I.
What? Okay. What if I told you?
You're not a gay male.
Okay. I'm a gay woman.
Not.
I'm an angry lesbian. We all knew this.
No. Not in this house, you don't.
Okay, so here's the deal. What if I never talk about my sexuality again? Will you still let me come home?
Huh?
If I bring home a quart of milk and promise not to be gay, will you still let me in the house?
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
What? You won't let me in the house because I'm gay.
I didn't say I wouldn't let you in the house, you just better smarten up.
Okay,
smarten up, Drew.
Are you listening to KARI radio? You're listening to KARI radio right now?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
I don't know. I'm half asleep.
Well, you would have to be to listen to KARI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't make too much sense.
I know, because I'm gay.
You are not gay.
I'm also Jewish. How does that factor?
You are not gay.
Okay.
You're not gay.
When you die and go to heaven and you see Jesus, can you please let him know that I still want to come to heaven even though I'm gay? Is that okay?
I don't understand what you're saying.
When you go to heaven, can you tell Jesus that I'm gay and that it's okay for me to come?
No. Jesus knows your life.
Okay, so is Jesus angry with me?
Huh?
Is Jesus angry with me, Grandma? No. No.
It's not. You're not supposed to be gay. You're supposed to be who you have been. And that's it.
Okay, so what is a man to you? What do you think a man should do?
What does a man do today?
No, what do you think I should do to be more of a man?
It's an existential question.
Nothing. Just be yourself.
Okay. So, you want me to be myself, but you want me to not be gay. Okay, I can do that. I can try that.
Yeah, you'd better be. You'd better be a man, not some stupid creep.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. You know, what are your weekend plans? Do you want to go to church together or what?
Huh?
Do you want to go to church on Sunday?
Do I want to get what?
Go to church on Sunday.
Oh, sure. That would be nice.
Okay, we can go pray together. I'm used to being on my knees.
Yeah, you just don't be silly.
Okay. All right, I love you.
You can say you can pray and pray to God.
And pray the gay away, right?
Oh, my God.
No, you don't play gay.
Okay.
That's foolishness.
Okay. Have you gone to the bathroom yet?
Huh?
Did you have diarrhea yet today?
No, I didn't. Why?
Well, I don't know. I gave you the diarrhea pill. I want to make sure it'd work.
Huh?
I gave you the diarrhea pill. I wanted to make sure it'd work.
Well, must be.
Yeah, guess so. Do you want some Wendy's when I come home? Because I'm going to rip and grab some with Emily.
No, I don't want that.
I mean, you might get a gay hamburger. I mean, you know.
Oh, you're talking foolishness.
Yeah. All right.
You're really talking foolishness.
Okay, well, look. I love you a lot.
We love you.
Do you love me?
I don't know. Why do you talk so foolish?
Okay. Well, do you love me, though? I'm talking not foolish right now. I'm talking in my straight voice. Do you like me?
I guess I like you, I don't like what you stand for.
Okay. All right. That really went well. Here I thought you were an advocate and an ally for me, but it turns out all you want is the free Wendy's and the diarrhea pills.
No, I don't want nothing from Wendy's.
Okay. All right. I love you so much, Baba. Do you love me?
Come on. Talk sense.
Well, I want to know. Do you love me? Yes or no?
I'm sure I love you.
Okay. Well, I love you. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you coming home? Or
no, I got a radio show to do, but when I'm done, I'm going to come home.
What, you have a what?
I have a radio show to do, and when I'm done, I'm going to come home.
And what kind of a radio show?
It's a very, it's fun. You know, I should show you my show promos. They really say it all.
Who?
I should show you the advertisements for the show. It really says it all.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
let's finish it, eh?
Okay, yeah, I think so. Okay, I love you a lot, okay?
Well, I'm glad you love me a lot.
Okay, well, I love you. That's usually when you say I love you more.
Well, I love you.
Okay, so I love you, too. Do you love me? Or, like, I always say I love you, and then you say I love you more, and then I say I love you more.
Well, that's what I say to you. Every night I say to you, I love you more.
Okay, so I love you.
Yeah.
I love you more.
I love you, sir. I love you, too.
Okay, you're my queen.
You're my prince.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Prince of the ass.
Let's stop this conversation.
Okay, cool. I got to go. I love you a lot. I'll see you when I get home.
But when are you going to see me?
I don't know. Later. I got a show to do.
Huh?
I got... Later. When I'm done at the gay bathhouses, I will make sure to come home.
No. Yeah, I don't want to even hear this crap about bathhouses, about nothing.
Okay.
I'm hanging up right now.
Okay. Go listen to KARI where they yell at people and say how much they hate gays and people.
You know what?
What?
You're crazy.
That's true. I don't disagree.
You're crazy.
A lot of people say the same.
You must have been drinking or something.
Well, maybe. Would have to live with a homophobe.
No. Look, I'm in bed. I'm listening to the radio.
All right. Okay, I love you. Did you take your dinner pill?
Huh?
You got five pills I got to give you when I get home.
I have to give me 5 pills.
Yeah, there's 5 pills in the package. Look, I gotta go. I'll talk to you. I'll see you when I get home, okay?
Well, what kind of pills?
And it's thyroid, heart. There might be a cyanide pill in there for me. I might need to take that later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I love you. I'll see you when I get home.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye.
Okay, bye. All right, there you go. Ruth Haggerty, everybody. My great-grandmother.
Oof.
Yeah.
You got a lot of fans out there after that.
Sure I do.
Giving it a thumbs up.
Yeah. It's weird. Okay, look, we got to go to a break. We got to actually switch things over right now to do Endland Radio with me, Andrew Willis.
That was
Phone chats with Ruth.
Experience.
Yeah, it was fun.
Maybe we'll make it a segment.
Stay tuned, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central. You will be able to hear Emily and myself with our lovely guest, Mo Amir, here on Andyland Radio. We're just going to switch things over, and the party will begin.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives.
CITR 101.9 FM.
He's gay and he's bold. And he's gay and he's bold. And did we mention he's gay? And he's also gay.
Okay, we get the picture.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
Get ready to party. In 3 minutes, Andyland Radio is live with your host, me, Andrew Willis.
To CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Yeah.
Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy.
Welcome to another episode of Andyland Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It is Wednesday and the season 4 premiere of Andyland Radio. So get ready to party and meet some of my friends and our new co-host, Emily Ewing. On tonight's show, music by Jay Retard, Friendly Fires, Kesha, Lizzo, Oliver Tree, The High Curves, and Amel and the Sniffers. So get ready to party, get up, get down. This is Andyland Radio.
We asked you to describe Andrew Willis, and you answered. He's a f***, a cunt, a liberal f***tard, sassy, oh, and gay as f***. But wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
Life Lessons with Liam and Benny, available on YouTube and andylandradio.com.
Andyland Radio is now on Giphy. Search a wide variety of stickers to make your posts smarter and happier. Search now using the phrase Andyland.
I'll need
Welcome to the show. I'm Andrew Willis, and this is Andyland Radio, and we are here in studio with, of course, Emily Ewing, who you all know and love.
Hello.
But even more important, more brilliant than her shining star that is Emily, is Mo Amir.
Hey.
Hi, baby. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I feel, you know what? I'm feeling better in my own territory, my own domain.
Yeah?
Because I recorded a show with you. And I was in your domain, and that was, like, so freaky being a guest somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to just being here.
Took you a year to return the invites.
It did.
I'm happy to be here, man.
What can I say? I'm a little rude. I'm a little bit rude. Well, wait, were you listening in the pre-show, by the way?
That was rugged. I have no comment.
Yeah, my great-grandmother on a tear with me. So wild.
Listen, anyways, it's very rare that I feel bad for homophobes, but in that moment, I felt pretty bad.
I think it was inadvertent. I just think it was, like, a casual. Who knows? Are you going to have her on your show? I think you should. I think that would be great.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty booked up right now, but I'll see what I can do.
So let's talk about some of the guests you've had on the show. So you had me last year, actually around this time. I think it's been a year and 2 weeks since I've been on your show.
You're counting.
I am counting.
The rat soup.
Because I'm also counting when I can come back, because I thought it was such a beautiful experience. You're like, you really do a lot of work at making people feel comfortable. When you're
I try.
Yeah.
Yeah. I try to get stoked on my guests, and I always am stoked on
right.
the guests, and I try to get them stoked to be there
right.
because I want the listeners stoked to be listening.
Okay. So we'll talk about this a little later, but
sure.
Mayor Brad West is by far
my bro.
Just like out of anyone you've interviewed has been the one that just really resonated most with me. He's such a G. What the hell?
He is a millennial mayor. He's my age, so he's going on 35.
He holds no punches. Like, he just... Yeah.
He's very refreshing. He's a straight talker. He's definitely deliberate with his words.
Right.
But he's a straight talker. He says it like it is. He's calling out the political establishment. He's kind of riding this leftist populist wave, which I really like. And he's a no BS kind of guy.
So Mayor Coquitlam, which is a borough that no one ever really cared about until now, because everyone has to live there because it's so damn expensive in Vancouver.
Port Coquitlam's pretty nice. There's some nice places there.
Well, you need a car. I mean,
you
transportation's good, but you know,
they got a SkyTrain there now.
When I got to rush to get a cardiogram at VGH, I don't want to be taking the SkyTrain. Emily knows this. I said to her earlier today, my left arm is hurting because I was yelling so much. Because I was like, I'm just so stressed. So, anyways.
We're working on it.
Yeah, we are. Emily, you have some questions for our lovely friend here, Mo Amir?
I do have some questions. Yeah. Okay. So, tell us a little bit about the Vancouver Podcast Festival.
You're a part of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're celebrated. I saw a beautiful little website with your
thank you.
Glowing high res photo, nonetheless. That's where I pulled it from for the show. But tell us about this.
Yeah, it was great. So, Vancouver Podcast Festival is this event in November, and it's basically podcasters in the city get to put on live shows, some panels. So, I did my first live show, which was a trip. I was so nervous, but it was a lot of fun. I had comedian Katie Ellen Humphreys on and the guys from Fear of Science. We kind of did a mashup. And then I was on a panel afterwards, and it was cool. It was cool to meet other podcasters in the city.
So can we talk about Stockwell Day and Mayor Brad West?
We were jumping all over the place.
Yeah, I know. We were really going.
I thought we were done on Mayor West.
Honey,
yeah.
I am so over the accolades.
I have another question.
Okay, well,
okay.
Do you want to go into that? Because, like, you know.
Just someone hit me with a question.
I know. Go with it, Em.
So I was just going to say, tell us what makes your podcast unique. What are the listeners going to hear? So
me for one, but go on. Thank you.
Well, Andy is a part of it. He was on one episode, so that definitely makes it unique. The one thing I like to think that I bring, and in meeting other podcasters, I think everyone's super passionate. People are super intelligent in terms of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I like to think that I just have that emotional investment into everyone that's on the show, as I just said. And I think that shows. I think there's a lot of people that are trying to be cool or smart or whatever. And I'm just bringing in passion and just bringing in some emotion.
Mm-hmm.
My emotions run hot, and I embrace that.
I love it.
It comes out. It comes across.
Any other questions, Emily, from the book?
What else do I have from the book here?
Right. Emily's musings.
Emily's musings. Yeah. What podcast are you listening to?
Oh, it's so basic, but it's the Joe Rogan Experience. That's so good.
Did you watch Macaulay Culkin?
No, it's still on my list.
Good.
Is it good?
Yeah. Did he have Bernie Sanders?
He did. That was great.
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yeah.
No, I saw clips.
But yeah, no, that was fantastic. Yeah, Joe Rogan, any sort of long form interviews I really like. Whitney Cummings has a new podcast. Oh, she did an episode with Ronan Farrow, and it was so good because they're talking about something so substantive, but it was just like two friends chatting. So it was really cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
I do like that.
I listened to Sleepy, which is a guy with a very calm voice.
Oh, yeah.
Reading fiction stories. Oh. It's wonderful.
Does it put you to sleep?
Yeah, it puts you to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like Secret Garden.
Those. Yeah. I'm a fan.
So nice.
check out Van Color. That's what you're known for. That's what everyone loves
this
about you.
This is Van Color.
Well, okay.
You were on the show, Andy.
Honey,
come on.
I'm just reading. Oh,
you
okay,
have notes in front
sorry,
of
you. Sorry, I know. Find This is Van Color on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find Moamir on Twitter at Van Color. This is Van Color is your Instagram.
That's right, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Points. Yeah. Oi.
I had to think about that for a second.
Yeah, so how many? You've done 67 episodes? I can't.
63 episodes this week, yeah.
And Jody Raybould-Wilson, which we'll be talking about in the second
Wilson
half.
Raybould, you know.
Jeez. I'm
just the Canadian Newsmaker of the Year.
Just
a real
you know.
Important figure in our culture.
Well, honey, she ain't been on this show for good reason, you know.
We'll blame her for this one.
Yeah, but on Wednesday night, you have a gin and tonic, pinky out, you sip, you chill, you party, and you have some fun with some friends and students. That's what we do here. We keep it light and inaccurate at all times. At all times. Okay. Now what's this like? I want to ask about like getting people like Mayor Brad West and, of course, Jody. Mm-hmm.
Wilson Raybould.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yes.
JWR.
Like, how is that, like, to reach out to them? Like, do you find, like, are you, like, sweating when you're first making that initial contact? Like, you're, like...
It changes over time, right? So as you build up an archive of guests, you build on those guests. So as I've pointed out on my show, like, I thought Brad West was actually the turning point for the show because I had him on and we were magic the first time.
Right.
And the second time, but the first time and then all these other politicians wanted to come on. Or you have a broadcaster on first, like Karen Kunkun from CFOX was on first. Then all these other broadcasters were like, oh, yeah, for sure we'll do your show. We heard that was so great. So it kind of takes a few openings and those people will then open up doors for you. Even on the comic scene, it was the same thing.
Yeah. Who was the first big interview you say that you you did?
I mean, like, he wasn't the mayor at the time, but he's running for mayor. Kennedy Stewart was episode 4, so that was pretty big.
Who was your first episode?
It was Megan Edwards and Janet Reynolds. Megan Edwards is on Virgin Radio, wrote a book on dating.
So how did you reach out to them? Like, were you just like, hey, I'm doing this thing?
We were all on the same reality TV show.
Oh, you were on a reality
TV
show?
Yeah.
I did not know about this.
Like a blind date show. It was called First Dates Canada.
What?
Yes.
We were not paired with each other at all in any combination.
Right, no. But you knew each other from the show.
Yeah, Janet was having the concurrent feature date to my feature date, which thankfully did not make the air. So you just follow people and I reached out. But in terms of reaching out, you just throw a pitch and try to make it work and try to explain to them why it'll be fun.
So what's your next year going to look like?
You mean this year?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm always looking too far ahead. I'm not messing around here. Like I'm already thinking about September 2020.
Sure.
Yeah. So what's it looking
Jody
like?
Jody Wilson Raybould was a dream guest.
Yeah.
So I want to build on that.
Get Trudeau on or what?
No. The premier would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Anyone else?
I got a lot. I got Tamara Taggart coming up next week.
Okay.
She's coming back.
I love that interview because I wasn't all too sure what she was all about.
Yeah.
I was credulous, like how everyone is when someone, and this always happens, a newscaster goes into politics or a public person goes into politics.
So I got her on the campaign trail the first time, but then this time we sort of were emailing back and forth and she's got a lot to talk about. I'm excited to find out about what.
I would like to know too. I really like her passion and I'm
great
just,
lady.
I'm just, yeah.
She's
I
so cool.
I know more about this. You know what? What's it like when you do this interview with Jody Raybould-Wilson? Are you nervous? Are you sweating? Tell me. I need to know this.
Super nervous.
Yeah.
This was someone I really looked up to. This was someone I admired. I said on the show that my very first mainstream media radio hit, I was talking about her and singing her praises. So for her to be sitting there, it was nuts.
Yeah.
But she was she was so lovely, so warm. We had a great time.
I was just going to say, she sounded warm, like listening to it.
You
both sounded like dear friends. I love that you called
them. That's the vibe that I'm going for.
And you said on your website, I love that you say you want to have conversations with people.
Yeah.
And that's so what comes across.
Yeah.
Like, it's really organic.
Thank you. That means
a lot to me. That's what I feel like we can't do sometimes here on this show, I'm like, I would really like to do something special with you where we just talk a little longer at some point.
Sure.
Coffee cup chat.
Yeah. We have Hang Time with Andy coming up next, and then we're going to get into some news. That's going to be fun. We'll talk about Tyler, the Creator, a few other things. And yeah, I've never played Justin Bieber on my show. I never thought a day would come that that would happen, but it did.
But Mo's in studio.
And
so.
Mo's in studio.
Line it up, baby.
All these are talking about my great grandmother and my homosexuality on air. It's weird. You know what? We're going to listen to some music. I'm stoked on that. And it's Justin Bieber with his beautiful pink hair. We have yummy Justin Bieber on Andyland Radio.
Stay tuned. Up next, Hang 10 with Andy, followed by news and new music. It's all happening live from Studio A.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy.
Say the word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Say the word.
Stable, no, you stay on the run. Ain't on the side, you're number one. Yeah, every time I come around, you get it done. 50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a magic, get lit it, babe.
That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah.
Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yummy. Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum.
Say the word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. Any night, any day.
Say the word on my way.
Yeah, babe, yeah, babe, yeah, babe. In the morning or late.
Say the word on my way.
Standing up, keep me on the rise. Lost control of myself, I'm compromised. You're incriminating. No disguise, and you ain't never running low on supplies.
50-50, love the way you split it. 100 racks on me, spin it, babe. Light a match, get lit it, babe.
That jet set, watch the sunset, kinda. Yeah, yeah.
Rolling eyes back in my head, make my toes curl, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum, that yummy, yum.
Can you stay flexing on me?
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, yeah, that yummy. Yeah.
Slippers on with a smile on my face.
I'm a lady, that you are my lady. You got the yum, 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 yum.
You got the yum, yum, yum. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yum, that yum.
There's an interview, and then there's flirty fun. It's time to Hang 10 with Andy.
Jody Wilson-Raybould is a newsmaker of the year. And you know who else makes news and does news and everything fun and friendly? It's Mo Amir. Hello. I know. So we were talking in the first act of the show.
Oh, boy.
About Mayor Brad West.
My bro.
And now the story that you essentially broke. By what, walk me through this, is now getting picked up. It's getting some traction. People are talking about it.
Yeah. So what happened was Mayor West, in his second episode with me, which was episode 60, he comes on for 2 hours and for a lot of that time, he's bashing on Stockwell Day and Stockwell Day's position on Huawei.
By the way, Stockwell Day, I mean, bring a book. This guy is so boring. I remember, like, I don't know how many years ago, I remember the big scandal of him on the Sea-Doo.
Yeah.
The Sea-Doo, the one time a Canadian has a Sea-Doo, lol, right. Inside joke. But on a Sea-Doo, and everyone was, like, up in arms about him doing it. Do you remember this?
I do remember that. Yeah. He announced that I think he was running for
leadership. It was the May-long weekend or something, or I don't know, and he was out on a...
he was making an announcement. And it was a very dramatic entrance to make that announcement.
Skip to 2020 where anything's possible. But yeah. So Mayor Brad West threw some punches.
So he's ragging on Stockwell Day, and he makes a very bold assertion, and he says that Stockwell Day is working against the national interests, and that...
is he? Is it, what is he, a conservative? Or no, he's
a conservative.
Oh,
yeah.
He is.
And so Brad West is also, you know, questioning his loyalties to the country, which is a very serious assertion. And he's doing this on the basis that Stockwell Day is a lobbyist now, and he's very supportive of Huawei. And Huawei is in a lot of controversy because they want to build everyone's 5G, but they're kind of a security threat because they might be part of the Chinese military and government. So Brad West went all out, and there were other targets, but Stockwell Day really took the brunt of it. And I put out a clip online, and it got, you know, I don't have a ton of followers, neither does Brad.
Neither do I. But,
but it kind of went semi-viral. It had over 15,000 views
which
online.
Which is
long, yeah. And we thought we'd
Especially on Twitter, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, no one's on that anymore.
So we thought, you know, maybe this was going to catch his attention. Maybe some media would ask him. Didn't happen. I ended up getting this little gig with the Daily Hive, where I write a weekly piece for them. And so I wrote about this, and I wrote, you know, why isn't any media asking Stockwell Day this question, because he's on TV all the time, and Brad West clearly is making a very big opinion about him. So I put out this piece in the Daily Hive, and within hours, it just goes crazy. I believe there are some networks now trying to chase Stockwell Day for an answer, and to have him answer to Brad West. So we'll see what happens. I think it'd be great. I think they should show down. I think they should debate.
I think so, too. It'd be very interesting.
Can we get Global to do that? Let's just, like, get the Western Bloc off the air for, like, that 1 hour, and then just do it like a debate between Stockwell Day.
I think that's what they're trying to do.
The who's who and the what's left of Canada.
I think they see and I was the one that pointed it out. I was like, this is a ratings bonanza. Stockwell Day is on CBC, like, every day.
Oh, you just wait.
I'm going to this.
When I'm
get fiery.
Yeah, I want to be a producer for sure before I go into television, and I would do something like this.
But it's about consent. They have to get him on board to do it.
Well, he would never do it. You know. Oh, of course Brad's down. He's hip to the jive. Should I be credulous of him? Because I don't know. Because I was like so gung-ho for Justin Trudeau. And then I kind of, you know.
Brad West is the real
deal. He's the real deal. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on.
Now, speaking of the real deal, Jody Wilson-Raybould.
Yeah,
hello.
We're back to Jody.
I know.
I love that.
Got her name now.
So I got it right. Thank God. Oh, yeah. It's been weird. But, you know, when you're interviewing someone like that, we discuss this, you get quite, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Because you're like, this is an opportunity. Did you feel like you were like somehow boring her at any point? Or like, oh God, you probably talked about this so many times. Like,
so my podcast was the second one that she's ever done.
Okay.
She's only, and right. Then, and then a year before she
it was
did.
Canada,
it was Canada Land. Yeah. So I don't know what she was expecting. I felt like, because I was just myself, I came in, you know, warm and personable, she responded to that. And I think it was a slightly different interview than she's used to. I think she's used to talking about, you know, hard facts and very technical policy stuff. But with her and I, it did feel like, you know, a couple of friends chatting and me asking about her feelings. Yeah. And she even made a joke where she said, oh, I don't like talking about that stuff. And I said, that was my favorite stuff to talk about.
Right.
And I know, Mo.
What were some of these things? Like, what kind of put her off? Like, what was she? Is it just stuff that she's already talked about so many times?
Well, or? I don't know if it's about putting her off. I think it's just people ask her about policy questions and it's very rational interviews and chats. Whereas with me, you know, I want to get to know this person. I want to add, when you have an hour with someone, to be able to add texture to who they are as a person. This person that has been covered in the news extensively over the last year and went through a big media storm, I should say.
Yeah. So when you're approaching these guests, what are you thinking? Are you like, hey, this is a big name, I want to get them on, or what? Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I got some good people that come on, I'm like, this is good. This is great. This is opening up some doors. Do you feel like doors have been open since you first started?
Yeah, I kind of alluded to that earlier. You know, for me, it's – obviously, I love big guests. it's about someone that I really am interested in, and I know that we're going to have a good conversation. You could hand me a big Instagram star or whatever, and maybe it'll get a lot of listens. But if I don't know anything about them, I'm not interested in it.
Now, is there questions that you feel like you really wanted to ask but you couldn't ask, Jody Wilson-Raybould, because you're like starstruck at that moment?
No, to be honest, no. And I know some people were like, why didn't you ask about this or this? And I was like, I asked the questions I wanted to ask, and it was stuff that I was interested in. And I think going back to one of Emily's questions is that one of the things that I see in the local podcast scene is like people are trying to be smart or trying to be cool. And I think we just forget about that. Be yourself, you know. If you have the confidence that you are very interested and enthusiastic about a subject, it's going to resonate with the listener. And it could be hardball or it could be super fun and light and it'll still be great.
Do you ever feel like a guest is sometimes putting you on? Maybe saying some things that are a little too politicky and not actually the truth? And like, was there ever a time where you felt like you had to really push and say, you know, I really don't believe what you're saying? And maybe not saying it that way, but
I mean, I'm
like, do you feel like people come on your show, especially they're politicians, to politic and to...
No, I mean, I'm cynical by nature. I've never felt that way entirely. Obviously, they're all going to spin and they're all going to talk about all the things that they've done and how great they are. But no, I think when people come on the show, they recognize it's a conversation. They recognize it's you know, not a big mainstream media outlet. So I think they do respond differently.
Now let's talk about that. So you've been doing stuff with Global Chorus.
Yeah. Here and there.
CKNW, here and there. Now what's that experience like? Because you go from a podcast format to on air, and on air nonetheless with Linda Steele, who we all know I love. Well, that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to ask any questions.
Yeah.
The cease and desist has been sent from her to me. No, it has not, but I'm obsessed with her. She wore this fabulous pink sweater the other day.
She's a great sense of humor. Like,
she's
on Twitter.
She's on it. Yeah. She's so cool. What's that like working with media professionals like that who... They're just on it.
Yeah, Linda's amazing. She's very sweet. She's full of advice and wisdom. And, you know, my interactions with her obviously are quite limited because I'm only doing these spots here and there.
Yeah.
But she's fantastic. Yeah. It's a different – radio is a completely different beast because you are, as we are right now, working in these, like, little spots of, like, 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas with a podcast, I just feel way more relaxed and we can, like – let a conversation flow organically. There's no time rushes. There's no ads.
I know.
Thanks
for coming for nothing then. Thanks for coming, but it's fun.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's a different beast.
No, I know. That's why we started doing this pre-show thing, because we can spend half an hour just having a dialectical conversation, back and forth.
Wherever it goes.
Yeah, whatever. And we're not like, you know, 2 minutes till we have to go to the next segment.
So. Yeah, I like that.
Which actually, 2 minutes, we have to go to the next segment.
Sure.
So there's a, what are you listening to? What is Mo Amir? Because we play a lot of music. We're really music focused. What sort of music?
I think I'm significantly groovy. Older than you, because I don't listen to a ton of music. I did listen to Billie Eilish's album. I really like Lana Del Rey's last album.
Yes.
Yeah.
What else am I listening to?
What were you?
Oh, you know what I got into recently?
What?
So Spotify, you have all this playlists. I got into Bonnie Raitt.
Are you
so
kidding?
Great.
I'm not even joking.
No, she really is.
Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, someone played Angel from Montgomery in a yoga class, and I was like, "What is that?
Isn't that amazing? So beautiful."
Yeah.
And her song.
It's like, oh, it's Bonnie Raitt.
She's a storyteller. She really is.
And I was like, "Oh, you should check out more of her songs." And I started listening to that playlist, and I was like, "This is amazing."
I love that.
You know what? We love you a lot. This is Van Color.
Yeah.
Not Van Color. This is the biggest and baddest. Yeah, absolutely. Check out Mo Amir on
Twitter. Check it out. It's wonderful.
At Van Color with a U because you're Canadian.
Commonwealth.
You really do represent Canada. I love that.
I do?
Yeah, you're a big lover of Canada. I like that. I like that about you. Good, decent guy. You know, in the little bit of time that we have left, who's someone that you want to interview like next? Like, name one person that you really want to go after you haven't gotten before.
That I haven't gotten before, because I was going to say Andy Willis. But I will say Trevor Linden. Yeah,
Trevor Linden.
Boyhood hero. That's my guy.
I actually believe you can do that. You know what? I think it's going to happen.
Awesome.
Emily, you're going to come with me. Are you going to come with me when we go?
Heck yeah.
Are you going to invite me back? I want to come back.
We do podcasts together with Ed.
Anyways, check it out. We've got more music coming up next.
If you want to hear more interviews just like the one you heard, visit andthonradio.com. They're 100% there, and they're 100% free. And if you want to feel smarter and happier, listen to Andathon Radio with me, Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
It's just me and your ghost and this crippling depression. I thought I learned my lesson, but I threw out my phone and I burned all your clothes. And now I'm not alone. It's just me and your ghost. I got four red bottoms up in flames at my place now. I burned three Chanel dresses, three words we don't say now. And it's hard not to drink when it's the one thing I think about. It's a lot of spiders in the attic. I don't mean to be dramatic, but I think it's kind of tragic who we magically became now. I'm not alone. It's just me and your ghost and this crippling depression. I thought I learned my lesson, but I threw out my phone and I burned all your clothes. And now I'm not alone. It's just me. I'm supposed to deal with all these pictures on my iPhone, even all the videos, only you and I know. You never cared about me, you just care about the likes though. Every time you pop up, you should see my fucking eye roll. I can't even kick it with the homies that we both know. I can't even fuck with any places that we used to go. Now all I got is just the memories of us though. Burn it all down to the ground with your ghost. I'm not alone, it's just me and your ghost and this crippling depression. I thought I learned my lesson, but I threw out my phone and I burned all your clothes. And now I'm not alone. It's just me and your ghost. Erase all the vibes, leave the memories out to dry. Delete forever, no archive. Take the words you said to me, hold on to them intentionally. I know that eventually I'ma set fire to the one thing I love the most. Burn it all to the ground with your ghost. I'm not alone, it's just me and your ghost in this crippling depression. I thought I learned my lesson, but I threw out my phone.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Next on Andyland Radio.
We can kick it, we can have some fun. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Baby, don't you fight it. Close your eyes and swipe it. Maybe I could be with you. If you buy me diamonds and you keep me smiling, baby, I can be with you.
Oh, I want all my clothes designer. Oh, I want someone else to buy.
tonight. You better hook it up at the place I like. Gotta make it fit like the perfect size. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And if you give me everything I want, you go from none to number one. Yeah, you're so cute, yeah, you're so fine. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby, don't you fight it. Close your eyes and swipe it. Maybe I could be with you.
Topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
If you're like me, you probably did not watch the Grammys because you're too busy doing other stuff.
But I did.
Yeah, but Emily did, as we all know. Welcome back to the show. We are here with Mo Amir from This Is Van Color. Check it out at Van Color on Twitter and This Is Van Color on Instagram. Amazing podcaster. Interviewer.
Thank you.
Yeah, just did a lot of fun stuff.
Seconded.
Yeah, we were just speaking with him earlier in the show. Emily, you watched the Grammys. What the hell? What did you like about it?
Oh, man.
Make
okay.
it quick.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Got lots of stuff to talk about.
Usher here. Doing Prince. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's Usher. Like, yeah. He's... Why not? Always killing the game. What else did I love? I
Lizzo.
Loved Lizzo.
Swept the awards.
Oh, my gosh.
Looking good.
Yeah. Such a big fan of Lizzo. Such a big fan. There's so many good performances. Demi Lovato.
I didn't, you know. What did she do? Did she do the big tribute for Kobe?
No, but there was some really great tributes for Kobe as well.
But that was the day of, right?
That was the day of, yeah. It was intense. Yeah. It changed the whole mood. It was a very emotional Grammys, like all the performances. Demi Lovato did one about, because she almost passed away last year.
Right. Does she have lupus?
No.
See, like, I don't know anything, Emily.
It was like an alcohol-related thing. But
does she have lupus? Where did that come from?
No,
she Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. Has, Selena Gomez.
I think I'm on the show.
Yeah, she has the lupus. Yeah, entertainment. Well, you know what? Tyler, the Creator, he had a lot to say that day.
He did.
Yes,
he's amazing.
Let's get to the clip.
You know, in recent days, there's been a lot of news about the voting process at the Grammys. Has any of that affected the way that you're looking at winning this award today?
I'm half and half on it. On one side, I'm very grateful that what I made could just be, you know, acknowledged in a world like this. But also, it sucks that whenever we, and I mean guys that look like me, do anything that's genre bending or that's anything, they always put it in a rap or urban category, which is, and I don't like that urban word. It's just a politically correct way to say the N-word to me. So when I hear that, I'm just like, why can't we just be in pop? Why can't it just, you know what I mean? So I felt like a half of me feels like the rap nomination was a backhanded compliment. Like,
yeah, so there you go.
I love him. He's so refreshing.
You know what? Not much needs to be said about that. Mm-hmm. I think he said it pretty clearly.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, I think, I looked into the voting process of how things work with the Grammys, and it is, you and I could actually become Grammy voters. I think we're going to try doing this.
That's really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we need to have at least one track out within the last year and 12 tracks sold, I don't know, in CD
well,
or
I sent you my
yeah.
demo today.
12, yeah,
that's it?
So yeah, 12 tracks. So it could be like, you know, two CDs of six or something. I don't know. Oh, something. Wow. A commercial release. So that could be, so I'm thinking in the States. So what we got to do is we're going to find, I'm going to go to Burger Records, Greenway, mm-hmm. Harry Portnoff. I'm going to see if I can get, I don't know, a comedy album. We'll make something. And then we pay $100 a year each to become members of the Recording Academy as voting members. Yeah. So I'm going to try to get this happening so we can become Grammy voters for next year.
Oh, and then I also remember when you said comedy, Dave Chappelle won Best Comedy Special, oh. which I thought was pretty dope.
Did you watch his
Over
Netflix special?
Over Ellen. I was like, whoa.
Ellen has so many yeah. damn
And it
awards.
Was Ellen's birthday. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
That was on purpose, for sure.
What a dig. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
But it's okay.
She's very gracious.
You know, I love how my great-grandmother loves Ellen. She loves Ellen.
She does.
She knows she's a lesbian.
How can you not love Ellen?
I
Everyone loves Ellen.
How can you not
I
love
know.
Me? I'm your own flesh and blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. There's a few yeah. reasons I can
You know what? Some of those reasons could be mental health. And I know I got some issues.
I feel bad for saying that.
You horrible person. Belle, let's talk. It's the thing that happens every year, and it has its pros and its cons and its qualms and its supporters and its detractors and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? So for those who don't know, the Belle Let's Talk, 5 cents is donated for every time the hashtag is used, and I think mm-hmm. text as well.
I did it today.
You did?
I jumped right on board.
Oh, actually, no, I did too. I did it because I wanted to talk about ending the stigma around pharmacology. So, like, you know, I take 37.5 milligrams of Effexor, which is mm-hmm. like low stakes in the whole pharmacological ecosystem. It's not like an insane drug to do. It's very low. Most people start at 75 and go to 150. I'm at 37.5.
But I'm at 150.
Right. But but that's the thing. Whenever you say you're taking, like, you know, an anxiety medication, yeah. people think, oh, God, like, what is it? And blah, 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 blah. But, like, there's so many more things that you're doing, like, you know, working out, finding sure. support yeah. through counseling, doing a show like this, or finding a hobby or a passion that you enjoy. Yeah. How do you deal with mental health, Mo?
Have
you ever had crazy anxiety or like depression?
No, not really.
You've been pretty level?
I've had, yeah. I mean, we've all had our drama, but
right.
Yeah, again, going back to being basic, I love yoga. That yeah. is the move for me.
I love
you
that.
Teach yoga, don't you?
I do not teach yoga. I don't know why this is a rumor.
No, because
You read a smear blog about me that said I was a yoga teacher.
Yeah.
That's actually true. There was a smear blog about
Are
me.
Are you kidding?
And said, oh and it added that I'm a yoga teacher. I'm not a yoga teacher. I just really like yoga.
He's an advocate because I saw your post about someone, why do something always denigrate yoga? Was
yeah, Peter McKay, who is trying to run for the leadership of the Conservatives,
right.
of course.
You're so right, though.
He kind of made this distinction between himself and the Prime Minister, and he said, well, I play hockey, and the Prime Minister does yoga.
So stupid.
Which I don't understand, because more Canadians probably practice yoga than actually play hockey.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people that yeah. play hockey that are out of shape. I'm serious. Literally. Like, I mean.
But, like, why can't you love both and respect both?
Yeah,
and not,
it's
you
weird
know?
To make that differentiation.
Yeah.
And I think it goes to that stereotype of one's manly or
yeah,
whatever.
So silly.
And
so
someone who says that, I don't think knows much about yoga. There's a whole
so
spectrum
true.
Of different types of practices, and some are very hard and require a lot of strength, and some are, yeah, a little more chilled out and more focused on relaxation.
So. What type of yoga do you do?
I run the gamut for sure. Oh, I do right. like a good power class. I do like a good hot class.
Love the hot class.
I'm not a fan of yin. Yin is the one that like chills you out, and I kind of get bored.
Huh. Is that the one where you're holding a pose for like 6 minutes, or is that something else?
Yin is like you're like napping, but you're doing like a quarter stretch
oh,
while you're trying
okay.
to nap.
Interesting.
Now all the yogis are going to be like, oh, like you said that about yin. Yin is very sacred. But yeah, no, I like a mix.
Love that.
Emily, are you doing yoga?
I
should have been doing yoga at school, but I'm the band's still on.
I do it at home. I do. It's on YouTube, and it's Yoga with Adrienne.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one N. It's actually really nice, and she's kind of funny. So like, if you're just kind of starting out, she makes these fun little jokes, and her dog comes in and
yeah.
like, climbs all over and stuff. So it's just like very down to earth. Yeah. And I'll like lay out my little Lululemon yoga mat and mm-hmm. just do it in the living room.
When Emily was escorting me into the studio, she was like, oh, you said something about why yoga in North Van. You're like, oh, it's a beautiful studio. I'm like, that's my home studio. That's where I go all the time.
I swear there's something saying that you are an instructor at Why Yoga.
I know,
but I've seen this, and I told Emily this. And
I'm a regular there.
I was so
I'm well known in that community.
I need to go because I went to Yoga Pod. That's the one I was talking about. Yoga Pod, which is no more. It used to be.
That was in the olden days, apparently.
I know.
Everyone at Y Yoga in North Van talks about this Yoga Pod.
Oh,
and apparently that's where all the teachers came from. That's where the community sort of started.
Okay, so I'm going to have to go to Y Yoga in Lynn Valley. All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to do yoga.
Just try it.
We'll meet up with Mo. We'll do a yoga session.
How do you do in the heat?
You know what? I think I do really good at like Bikram's yoga. Actually, did you watch the Bikram's documentary?
Yeah, it was nuts.
Oh my God.
It was nuts.
Emily, now that is a watch. You're going to go home and see that.
I just read a headline about that. I hope people were like,
okay, well, you're 2 months late, too late, because it was crazy. I watched it over the Christmas break.
Yeah, me too.
And it's insane. This guy was Svengali figure for all these people who were just, you know, open to finding a new way of living. And
well, what was crazy is he, like, all this information came out. It was very true. He was a predator. But then you had grown men crying and be like, but I still love him and because he changed my life.
Oh, the biggest case of Stockholm Syndrome ever, you know?
Yeah.
Because he's, And the funniest part is when he's saying, oh, I treated Richard Nixon. Like at the beginning of the documentary, you think these things are true, right? Because he's saying, you know, he had, I don't know, gout or something. He had some sort of inflammation in the leg.
Yeah.
It's like, I treated Richard Nixon and I think Elvis or something. Like he had like all these like A-list people that he had said he had like treated and helped. And he had just come from India without anything. And first person he, you know, works on is Richard Nixon, the president.
And didn't he say like, oh, yeah, I won a yoga competition. And they were like, there was no
competition. Yeah, there was no such thing.
He just made up his resume.
Isn't that against the point of yoga like competition? Like,
you would think so, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are some competitions for something, but he made up his whole resume. It was crazy.
Emily, this is what you're going to do. You said during the break that you wanted to start a podcast. You're going to start one.
Yeah.
And you're going to lie and tell everyone that you know, your first guest was Jody Wilson-Raybould. That's what you're going to do.
I would actually just love to talk. Like, just listening to your podcast, I was like, I want to know this woman. She's so warm.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. That's a power Mel Mira. That's why everyone's going on his show.
I love it. Oh, come on. I'm here.
You were on my show.
I was
on your show. I want to come back. It was a lot of fun.
It took you a year to invite me back. That's why we got to do.
You know
back
what?
And forth
can I tell you the reason? Can I tell you the reason why? I want to hash this right
now.
Yeah,
let's figure this out. I'm still holding a grudge.
Okay. I didn't ask you on because one, my show wasn't there yet.
Sure.
I knew I had a voice, but I didn't know exactly how it was going to go down. I didn't quite have a format. It was there, but it wasn't quite there.
Like, yeah.
And second of all,
it needed me.
You better watch out. I haven't shot any.
I had to. I had it open.
Aren't you on probation right now?
You're the other person I got to talk to. Because the reason why I haven't shot any promos.
That's true. It's my trial period.
Yeah, the reason why I haven't gotten Reese to shoot any more promos with you or whatever and label them as season whatever is because in the event that you can't do this and you have to bounce out. Hey, that's, you got
to
think
you
ahead.
I'm in it
issues,
to win it.
Sandy.
Absolutely.
Take the lead.
You know what? Who knows?
She gave you her word.
I did.
She gave
did.
Me her
what's
word.
Your problem?
That's true. Her word.
You got me.
Yeah.
Blood brother, blood
but
sister.
No, I the reason why I didn't invite you back was because I was like, I don't know, where it's like, you know, dick jokes and stuff. And I felt like it wasn't really like.
Well, I appreciate that consideration. I took it as like you wanted me to go prove myself. And then finally I get
Are
Jody Wilson-Raybould. And then
no.
You're like, okay, now you can come on the show.
Well, no, because I really.
We do podcasts with Ed the Sock. And
that is true.
I thought we were on the same level and I would have loved to be in here earlier.
Yeah. No, I would have liked to do.
This is great. This is open.
It's a lot
of
fun. You know what I'd like to do? I would like to do something. Maybe what we could do is do something more long form together. Again, it could be your show. I'd love to. Or it could be something separate where it's just something where we just chat about.
Yeah, I'll give you a call in a year.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll call you
soon. I'm joking. We'll figure it out.
Speaking of things that go slow, let's get into a little getting smarter segment of the show. Charles Darwin's personal pet tortoise didn't die until recently. You knew this already because you're a brainiac.
No, it's because I went to the Galapagos and they told us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So technically,
like you missed the pet tortoise for Charles Darwin, and we're like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, oh, shucks darn.
So Charles Darwin brings back this 5-year-old tortoise named Harriet back to the Galapagos Island, and it lived to be 176 years old.
Yeah,
it died
crazy.
In 2006. This is insane. I like the fact that like Charles Darwin in my mind is so far back, yet still so close.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that close. Like, 14 years close. Yeah, it's so interesting. I don't know. Well, how old was your cat when it died, Emily? Sorry to bring this up. I know it's a trauma for you, but
I want to say like 13 or 14.
Yeah, that's what you're going to do. You're going to get a tortoise. That way your great, great, great grandchildren.
Turtles are really cute, and they do live for like our tortoises.
Do you have any pets, Mo?
No. My building does not allow them, unfortunately. But Mo Senior has a big German Shepherd. She's 100 pounds. So I get all the benefit and none of the work. Right.
That's the good way to go. Yeah.
You know what? We ran a little bit long because, you know, Mo, I love you.
I love you,
I know,
man.
It took a year.
Thanks.
But, you know.
I love this.
It took an extra
so
5 minutes out of my show, but what can I say?
I love you guys too. I want to get in on this.
You know what? We're gonna
we love you too.
Thank you. We're going to get to some new music. We have Maniac, Conan Gray on Andyland Radio.
Show up at my home all alone with a shovel and a rose. Do you think I'm a joke? Cause people like you always want back what they can't have. But I'm past that and you know that, so you should turn back to your right back. Tell them I'm trash. Tell all of your friends that I'm crazy and drive you mad, that I'm such a stalker, a watcher, a psychopath. And tell them you hate me and dated me just for your car, call me crying in the dark. Now you're breaking my heart, so I show up at your place right away, wipe the tears off of your face while you beg me to stay. Well, people like you always want back what they can't have, but I'm past that and you know that, so you should turn back to your right back, telling them I'm trash. Tell all of your friends that I'm crazy and drive you mad, that I'm such a stalker, a watcher, a psychopath. And tell them you hate me and dated me just for laughs. So why do you call me and tell me you want me back, you maniac? A psychopath. And tell them you hate me and dated me just for laughs. So why do you call me and tell me you want me back, you maniac?
Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on AndylandRadio.com.
It's a typical story where the bassist kills the singer, the guitarist and the drummer find they're in love with each other. It's the story of the kid who clearly won't know what to say when the love of his life starts to calmly walk away. And it's the story of the dad who decides to chase his dream. He quits his job, he falls apart, and he loses everything. And it's the story of the kid who just wants to make a record, loves and crafts it, but nobody ever, ever cares about it.
Whoa.
Staying the same or
worsening. So what's the point of finding calm when calm to me is unsettling? Settle down, little kid, your bones are shaking in your skin. Go inside and take a breath, though. Nothing more, nothing less. Typical story, I'm the king who had it all, except for citizens who didn't want his head up on a wall. It's the typical story of the wife who couldn't quit being in love with such a giant piece of shit. It's the story of the queen who could never ever think of any redeeming qualities a man could ever bring. It's the story of the dog who wanted to run away till he learned that his life is way safer inside a cage. I don't really need much, just a place to be alone, and you don't really see much. I think that I'm invisible. My mirror shows another guy, a guy doesn't do shit, he just sits and is miserable. Everybody's gotta live a life, and they didn't ask for why. Would he put me here just to die?
Describe Andrew Willis, and you answered. He's a f, a cunt, a liberal f-tard, sassy, oh, and gay as f. But wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
CITR 101.9 FM.
She's a lawyer, and she's keeping you street legal, answering your legal questions. It's Kyla Lee, attorney at law.
Today we're talking workplace harassment. Now, Michael asks, how can I deal with workplace harassment? Now, kind of a general question, but I feel like I've dealt with this. You probably dealt with it. We've all dealt with people who can be a little aggressive or a little intense, and not all the time employers are there to really help. Maybe they'll say, oh, that person's been here for 20 years, or, oh, you know, that's just who they are, or, you know, they're a little older, you know, get with the program. And really, you just want to say, no, like Michael, I'm being harassed. What do we do?
Well, the first thing to remember is that just because somebody has more tenure than you in a place of employment does not mean that they have a right to treat you in an inappropriate manner. Mm. All employees are required to adhere to a certain standard. And when it comes to harassment, that standard is sometimes hard to define because harassment can be obviously the overt, you know, sexually charged commentary, racially motivated commentary. That type of thing is obviously harassment. But there's also the more subtle. There are subtle instances of bullying, subtle instances of harassment that can have a huge negative impact on an employee and can affect their performance in the workplace. And that's really where the law is a little bit more gray. Mm-hmm. If you are concerned that you're being harassed by a coworker, the first thing to do is approach your employer. Mm-hmm. And if your employer doesn't take your concerns seriously, then that should be a red flag for you that something is going on. It may be that the employer is also being harassed. It may be the employer is condoning the conduct. Mm-hmm. If an employer is condoning harassing conduct, it makes it more difficult for that employer to later on fire the person or terminate the person,
right,
or even discipline the person for harassing you. So in those circumstances, if you're being harassed, your employer is not doing anything about it, you should contact a lawyer and seek legal advice about what you can do to try and motivate them to protect you.
Sure.
You can't be disciplined in your place of employment for asserting your rights as an employee. So they can't fire you for getting a lawyer and involving a lawyer to say, hey, this person is being harassed and you need to deal with this situation.
So if you're rocking the boat, let's say at work, and you're saying, hey, this happened in June, this happened in July, this is happening in August, and this person, you say that you're talking to them and you're speaking with them and you're having these meetings with them, but you know, there's been 8, 9, 10 times now that they're still doing the same stuff. What do you do at that point? As you said, go find a lawyer and have them have a phone conversation with your employer, or like what's going to happen at that point usually?
Oftentimes the lawyer will send a letter. Lawyers like to put things in writing.
Yes. as you should.
Yes.
Yes.
Oftentimes it'll be a letter. Sometimes the lawyer will just give you some suggestions of things to try. Mm-hmm. Another thing you might want to do is consider leaving your place of employment,
right,
if that's an option available to you. Mm-hmm. This can constitute a form of constructive dismissal. If the workplace is so intolerable based on the harassing conduct that you can't stay there and your employer's refusing to do anything about it, you can leave. Mm-hmm. And then you can say that you were wrongfully terminated and seek compensation for being effectively forced out of your workplace by a harasser.
So let's talk about that, because constructive termination, you just covered the basis. This is something people don't know a lot about, but I imagine employers must know something about, general managers. So if you bring up constructive termination to an employer, does that kind of scare them a little, or?
It definitely sends off alarm bells. If you say those words to your employer,
right,
they're going to be worried that they're doing something wrong and they're going to take a moment and think about their conduct. And constructive dismissal can be other things too, besides just not dealing with a negative situation at work. It can also be demoting you in your position,
sure,
or lowering your salary or your wages or withholding benefits that you
were. Or just being dismissed without cause.
That's straight dismissal. Constructive dismissal is where you're essentially forced out of your employment.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Excellent. Look, I don't know a lot about this stuff, but Kyla Lee sure does. If you want to find out more, go to VancouverCriminalLaw.com. All the information is there on how you can get a lawyer.
For more Street Legal with Kyla Lee, attorney at law, visit AndyLandRadio.com.
I just want to go back to 1999. I just wanna go back.
show. We got to say our goodbyes. But you know what? Before I do, I will say I brought in five sultry, tall, amazing boys. We love them. One of them I thought was on a soccer team. Turns out they're not, but whatever. Lying German. What's that German dude's name?
Eli.
Yeah, Eli was hanging outside of the station with his, you know, four homies.
Yeah.
One of them looks like he could rob me. I was a little bit scared at first. I don't know. Are you going to?
No. What's happening? He's gentle. He's gentle.
You're good?
No,
you're
he's
gentle?
Just hanging out.
He's just chilling.
Do you got any weed for me? I want to know.
Not here.
No.
No way.
He's got a bit of weed on.
Yeah. You know what, boys? You're here at UBC. What are you studying? What's going on? I brought you in here because I wanted to see more about you and hear
more about you.
Shout out to Solder. You're in Solder. Any good?
I'm so sorry.
Worth your parents' money or what?
Ooh. Yeah. Honestly, no.
No. What do your parents do?
It's all right. It's a good time. Like, sell software, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that like, still a thing?
It's still a thing.
CD-ROMs and all?
Not CD-ROMs.
I don't know about that.
When I hear selling software...
No, I think it's more modern software than that, probably.
But essentially...
Do they work for, like, Sapphos or whatever it is? Or, like...
Do I work...
Sapphos or, like, I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you want to be?
Hopefully, like, some kind of stockbroker. Honestly, I wouldn't define it because I saw Wolf of Wall
Street. You definitely strike me as the kind of dude that wants to be a stockbroker. I'm not going to lie. You just... Easy money.
I'm taking that as a compliment.
Keep it a chill. Easy money. I don't know. What do you want to do?
I mean, I'm in materials engineering here at UBC.
Making Kevlar and stuff?
Stuff like that.
Space-age material.
Yeah, I mean, we're just, like, kind of vibing it out right now, just trying to see where we're going with that, but, you know.
Vibing.
Yeah, I'm just chilling
vibing
right now,
to be honest. Space-age materials.
I'm literally just chilling out right now, just, like, kind of seeing where that takes
me.
Why
not?
Hopefully I can work in industry, something like that, you know, where I'm making products, you know. Like, some cool products for some people, you know, helping people out, you know?
Emily, what do you say? Starbucks? You think he's doing Starbucks later or what? What do you think he's doing?
I'll work at Starbucks.
No, I think he's doing a good job. You're in your second year.
I'm in second year.
And where are you from?
I'm from Vancouver, born and raised.
Okay, but you're not. You're from Saskatchewan.
I'm from Calgary. Dude.
Calgary.
Close enough.
Oh, there you go. Friends, what do you guys do? We have two other guys here.
What?
Here, grab that mic over there. I want to hear more about you and what you do. I want to hear about you.
I'm from Forestry, Delta, BC.
You're from Delta, BC. Yeah, get right into that mic there. And what do you do here at UBC? Aside from intimidate me through the window, scare the hell out of me.
So sorry.
I know, it's weird.
Don't worry,
it's fine.
First year forestry student.
Forestry?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, wait. Are you going to go up into the mountains and check out some wood?
Yeah, I'm going to go up north this summer, get some summer jobs going.
Yeah. Get into that mic there.
Be a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. You, my lovely friend, we're missing out on the German. He's gone. He just effed off.
The German's gone. Like,
yeah, he's gone. Yeah, he's out of here.
The Germans
usually do. They come in, they charm you, and then they leave.
Yeah, I mean, he dipped the scene. He's gone.
You know.
I don't know where he went.
And the sex wasn't all that good, so I don't know what to say. Although he looked cute in those tights.
Oh, he's looking nice in those tights.
I know. Yeah, nice butt. Honey, what do you do? What's your whole deal?
First of all, I want to give a shout out to Eli Farah for his nice little shorts. Great tush. Wonderful.
Great tush.
We love it.
He's got a nice booty, that's for sure.
I've seen better, but you know, it's still good.
That's nice.
I haven't seen your guys yet, but you know what? We got plenty of time left.
I think it's safe to say that Eli's got the nicest booty out of all of us.
Yeah.
100%.
You know who has a great booty? Emily Ewing, my co-host. Emily,
oh my God.
Honey, she's thick and so am I. Look, you know what? That's all I got to say. That's it. That's all. If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can always do so. Go to andelonradio.com.
Rush Sigma, baby 2020.
Absolutely. Go to andelonradio.com. They're all there.
Rush Sigma Kai. Love you.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Guys.
As I always say, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit andylandradio.com. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided by Anna Rose Carrico, Madeline Taylor, Alex DeBoer, Jasper Sloan Yip, Tanner McColeman, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
folks.